Was there a very traumatic period of childhood?
Sure, absolutely. It was a period that simply devastated my mother, who was a very young widow with a teenage son to raise.
Would she have been about in her late 30s or 40s?
My mother was in her late 30s then. And she was in her, yes, that's right, about late 30s, mid 30s. And it took her a couple of years, really, to emerge from a state of absolute devastation. And the shock was such that I can remember her functioning almost in a catatonic state. It was a very difficult period.
Was there family support? Did you have?
No, we had no family.
But you did live in the Greek community, and was there support there?
Well, her friends from the community were very helpful to her, obviously. We lived at that time in Grosse Pointe. We had moved into Grosse Pointe in the late 30s or early 40s, I'm not sure when, shortly before my father died. We had a doctor whose name was Alexander Blaine, and he sensed
Blaine.
He sensed my mother's need for societal support, and was sensitive enough to realize that this was a very delicate matter for him to broach to her, and he did it in a way I'll never forget. He suggested to her that she help him as a volunteer at his hospital, which was Blaine Clinic on the east side of Detroit. It was during the war, remember, and he was short of nursing help. He knew that my mother had always wanted to be a nurse, but never was able to pursue that objective. So she volunteered. She went to Blaine Hospital, and she worked for old Dr. Blaine as a floating nurse in the operating room. Her role was she was the only person in the room who was not sterile. That is to say, she could move from the operating room to the outside and back again. And after a relatively short period of time, as a volunteer for a day or so a week, he suggested to her that perhaps she would like to work for him full time. And she worked there for 40 years before she returned. But this was just a marvelous thing for her, because it put her into societal settings that were totally different from her own experience. It gave her an opportunity to move out into the community, make many friends from various aspects of life, various passions of life. It made it possible for me, quite candidly, to leave home for Ann Arbor rather than stay in Detroit. It made it possible for me to go into the service with much less concern for my mother than I otherwise would have had she not been able to function as she was at Blaine. And of course, the experience of Blaine brought her back to reality also. It eased the terrible emotional trauma of my father's death.
Was there great financial?
Sure, absolutely.
How were you able to take off for Ann Arbor financially?
My mother was provided for by her work. I had a couple of very modest scholarships that came to me, and I worked. I worked long hours.
The scholarships, I assume, were academic scholarships.
Sure.
Based on good performance.